Hi, everybody. My name is Rafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Confessional.
Chalice.
Shut up. We're back with a new episode of Translation Confessional Music Edition, and today I'm highlighting yet another notable Brazilian song from the military dictatorship era. Today's song is Cálice by Chico Buarque, accompanied by Milton Nascimento and the vocal group known as MPP4. To tell you the truth, this would have been my first choice when I first started putting together these musical episodes. However, I had to sit on it for a while. First of all, it may not sound like it, but it's a pretty brutal song. Secondly, there is a pretty tricky play on words that would be hard to translate without some footnotes. A fellow Brazilian translator actually asked me if I had been planning on featuring this song and wanted to know how I would address the ambiguities in the lyrics. Well, whatever anyone tries to do will fall short of how powerful the original is, but at least I hope I get to introduce this backstory to you and make you aware of this important piece of Brazilian history. So, Cálice was first written by Chico Buarque and Gilberto Gil in 1973. They attempted to sing it live during a concert, but had their microphones cut off. Back then, artists had to submit their work to censorship authorities, so a lot of good stuff was banned before it ever saw the light of day, or had to be reformulated in a way that it would trick the military into thinking it was a fun, harmless song instead of protest music. Cálice was only released 5 years later, and the verses written by Gilberto Gil were then voiced by Milton Nascimento. I say this is a brutal song because it depicts the main character's inner struggle while trying to resist a military regime full of censorship, lack of freedom, and torture, until he ultimately decides to give up resisting. The main play on words here is right there in the title. Cálice, in the way it's written, means chalice, as in a large cup or goblet that is typically used for drinking wine, especially the ones they use at Catholic churches. So, using up this religious imagery, a connection is made with a passage in the New Testament in which Jesus is depicted as being in agony in Gethsemane, where he was arrested the night before his crucifixion. In that garden, he prays to God to relieve him of the cup of suffering, thus the chalice. So, Chico Buarque and Gilberto Gil try to trick the censors into thinking this was a religious song, that the main character was supposed to be Jesus or something, but they didn't quite fall for it. The thing is that whenever you hear the word cálice in the song, you're also hearing the imperative cálice, that is, shut up. As experts in metaphors during the dictatorship era, Chico and Gil took advantage of these homophones to allude to being censored in many of their works between the mid-60s and the late 70s, because they were effectively being told to shut up. Another powerful duality in this song comes with the word arquibancada, or the stands in the stadium. While back in the 1970s, the military regime adopted the bread and circuses approach to keep people entertained and distracted from everything that was happening in the country. And one of the main distractions we have in Brazil, which can potentially drive nationalism, is, you guessed it, soccer. But the stands at a stadium also bring to mind the history of neighboring countries that went through a military dictatorship around the same time, most notably Chile, where soccer stadiums were used as facilities for mass incarceration, where people were tortured and executed under the Pinochet dictatorship following the 1973 military coup. One brutal movie that depicts exactly that is Missing from 1982, where Jack Lemmon and Sissy Spacek respectively play the father and wife of an American journalist who is missing in a Latin American country, and they visit a stadium to try to find him. So, in this song, when the character says that he is stunned yet alert on the stands, it's hard to decide whether he's watching a soccer match to try to forget about the reality outside the stadium, or if he's waiting to see if he'll be the next one in line for the execution. Still, one of the most powerful images in this song comes right at the end, the second to last sentence, where the character is effectively thinking about giving up. He says he wants to inhale diesel smoke, which is no arbitrary way to try to off himself. This is a direct reference to the death of political prisoner Stuart Angel. Chico was friends with Stuart's mother, Zuzu Angel, a famous fashion designer who used all her resources to find her missing son, including American authorities, since she was a dual citizen. Reportedly, Stuart had his mouth glued to a Jeep's exhaust pipe during a torture session, so that's what the song is alluding to right at the end. It's very hard to talk about Chico Buarque's work, because so much of it does need a lot of footnotes. Songs that may sound nice and cheerful, like Roda Viva or Apesar de Você, always have something else hidden behind the melody and the metaphors. He lived in exile in Italy for 18 months in 1970 after serving a short prison sentence because of his protest art, not only with music, but with theater and literary works too. I hope you enjoyed this clip and that it got you curious about what the lyrics mean in English. Now, I want to invite you over to YouTube for the full experience, since I'll be translating the lyrics into English according to my own interpretation. Send me an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on my Anchor page. If I get enough feedback and voice messages, I can go back to the subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, my Anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.